Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting second. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobo Newsom. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Bobo Newsom. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Al Brancato. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Lillard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Buck Ross. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Buck Ross. And now, play ball. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bartel. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Bartel steals second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a pop-up towards short. Lillard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bartel scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill who is chasing the ball. Moses reaches third base with a triple. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brancato settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert takes first base on ball four. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman strikes out. There goes Siebert. The throw from Sullivan to second, and Siebert is out. Two outs. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Brancato reaches second base with a double. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brancato scores. It's Tigers, 1, Athletics, 1. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-1, Athletics. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-1 in the game. McCoy hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brancato fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Moses hits a line drive towards first. York reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York strikes out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Siebert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive towards the mound. Newsom catches it and throws to first to double up Siebert. Two outs. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Brancato hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lillard hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Lillard reaches second base with a double. There goes Brancato trying to get to home. Greenberg throws the ball into Bartel, who relays the ball to Sullivan, who tags Brancato, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brancato fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Ross covering, for the out. Two outs. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-1 in the game. Newsom strikes out. Hayes drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Newsom out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Ross hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-2 in the game. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brancato fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Ross covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Greenberg hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy Yerk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yerk is 0 for 2 in the game. Yerk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Athletics. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Ross covering, for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards third. Brancato settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Greenberg. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Brancato hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Chapman moves to third. One out. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lillard hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Chapman scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Athletics. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lynn Nelson pinch hits for Bobo Newsom. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Nelson moves to second. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 3 in the game. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Chubby Dean now pitching. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Nelson scores. Averill moves to third. It's 4-3, Athletics. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Greenberg hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Averill scores. Two outs. It's Tigers, 4, Athletics, 4. Rudy Yerk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yerk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Yerk takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 3 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Campbell is thrown out after the base hit. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Benton now pitching. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Sullivan settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Sullivan. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 3 in the game. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCoy moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCoy scores. Moses moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Athletics. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hayes bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Moses moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moses scores. Johnson moves to third. One out. It's 6-4, Athletics. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 7-4, Athletics. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Chapman strikes out. Two outs. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Birdie Tebbets pinch hits for Billy Sullivan. Birdie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Red Kress pinch hits for Al Benton. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Kress reaches second base with a double. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bartel hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.